上个主日我们一同查考了耶稣基督受洗的重要意义。
We studied the significance of the baptism of Jesus last Sunday.
因为耶稣基督的受洗是他首次出现在公众的视野当中。
Because Jesus' baptism is his first public appearance.
那上个礼拜我们主要的查考了几个方面。
We studied a few areas last Sunday.
首先透过圣经对圣经的查考，我们清楚了耶稣之所以接受约翰的洗礼，并不是因为耶稣有任何需要悔改的地方。
Firstly, through our study, we know that Jesus was baptized by John, not because he needed any repentance at all.
从马太福音第四章，约翰拦阻耶稣接受他的洗礼的举动，反映出了约翰清楚地知道耶稣原是没有罪，因此他根本不需要接受约翰悔改的洗礼。
John's determinants of Jesus being baptized by him in Matthew chapter 4 showed us that John knew that Jesus was sinless and therefore need not go through this baptism of repentance at all.
然而对耶稣、从耶稣对约翰的回答，我们明白了耶稣接受约翰洗礼的目的。
But we also know Jesus' purpose for the baptism from his answer to John.
是因为耶稣要顺服天父的旨意，要尽诸般的义，来完成神所要求正确的事情。
He did so to obey the will of the Father, to fulfill all righteousness,which was to fulfill every right thing required by God the Father.
哦，原来我们明白了，根本无罪的耶稣就是这样与世上的罪人认同他们罪人的地位。
Oh, we see that Jesus is sinless, and yet he identifies himself with every sinner in the world in such a manner.
好用他无罪的身体替代罪人承受罪的严厉惩罚。
In taking the place of sinners with his sinless body to bear the punishment of sin.
第二，我们发现马可的重点并不在耶稣受洗的过程，而是在耶稣受洗之后所发生的事情。
Secondly, we know that Mark's emphasis was not about the process of Jesus' baptism, but about what happened following the baptism.
我们从耶稣从水里一上来，就看见天裂开了。这个裂开与耶稣受洗的时候，殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半进行了对比。
We compared the time when Jesus came out of the water and then the heavens being torn open and the curtain being torn into two at his death.
马可受圣灵的感动，将相同的希腊字撕裂开 skinzo 同时用在了两个地方。
Mark, by the work of the Holy Spirit, used the same Greek word skinzo in two places.
不但叫我们看见耶稣的洗礼直到他在十字架上受死都是出于神的旨意。
It not only does it show us that from Jesus' baptism by John up to the point of his death on the cross, they were all out of God's will.
同时马可在这里已经为他福音书所传扬的耶稣为罪人受死埋下了一个伏笔。
Here, Mark also prepared a foreshadow for this Jesus of whom his gospel was proclaiming, who died for sinners.
第三，我们上次说过，我们看见了耶稣受洗之后有圣灵的同在，有父神的印证。
Thirdly, we see that after the baptism, the Holy Spirit came to be with Jesus, and God the Father affirmed him.
原来耶稣的受洗相当于耶稣基督在地上开始他传道事工的相当于一个案例里。
Jesus' baptism was like.Just like an ordination of his earthly ministry work.
这个案例里， 乃是圣灵与父神与基耶稣同在的证明。
This ordination was evidenced by God the Father and the Holy Spirit both being with Jesus.
父神亲自见证了耶稣是他的爱子，是他所喜悦的，已经来到了世上，要完成弥赛亚的工作。
God the Father is affirming Jesus as his beloved Son. He is well pleased with him, and Jesus has come as the Messiah.
今天我们要顺着马可的记载来查考关于耶稣受试探的真理。
Today we shall move on with Mark's records to study the truth about the temptation of Jesus.
请大家和我一起翻开马可福音第一章十二到第十三节。
Please turn with me to Mark chapter 1, verses 12 to
13. 第十二节，圣灵就把耶稣吹到旷野去。
Verse 12, the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness.
他在旷野四十天，受撒旦的试探，并与野兽同在一处，且有天使来侍候他。
And he was in the wilderness 40 days, being tempted by Satan.And he was with the wild animals, and the angels were ministering to him.
在澳大利亚的土著部落里，他们有一个从孩童到成年的通过仪式，叫做出行，叫英文叫做 walkabout.
In the Australian Aboriginal tribes, they have a rite of passage from boyhood to manhood called a walkabout.
当一个男孩进入到青春期之后，他就会被送到旷野去，独自生存达六个星期之久。
A boy in coming to puberty is sent into the wilderness for 6 weeks to survive all by his own.
这孩子仅仅携带非常简单的工具，而家人没有给他提供任何的食物、水源、居所或者武器。
The boy only has simple tools, without being provided with any food, shelter, water, or weapons.
这期间他必须接受对于他从孩童时期开始学到的生存技能的测试与考验。
During this time, he must test all of his survival skills that he has learned during his childhood.
每当遇到不曾遇到过的环境与危险的时候，这个男孩必须当机立断，自行处理。
The boy must also be creative enough to take the bull by the horns when he meets unexpected circumstances or even dangers.
作为进入成年人之前的最后一个考试，任何一个错误，对这个男孩来说都将带来死亡的结果。
Talk about this being like a final examination.One mistake, and he is dead.
但是如果过了六个礼拜，他完成了考试，走出了旷野。
If, however, he survives the walk out of the wilderness,
六个星期以后，他出来了。
After this six-week-long survival test,
他将回到自己的部落，并透过庆祝的仪式，得到一个男人、猎人和勇士的尊荣。
He returns to a celebration in his tribe that honors him as a man, a hunter, and a warrior.
耶稣在旷野接受试探的经历，可以被称为一个属灵旷野的出行 walkabout.
Jesus' experience in the wilderness qualifies.As a spiritual walkabout.
也就是当他独自在旷野接受撒旦的试探的时候，他的身体极限以及他对神的信靠都得到了绝对的考验。
His inner strength and his reliance on God are put to an extreme test when he is all alone and tempted by Satan.
那什么是他身体极限的生存考验呢？
And what kind of extreme survival test was he undergoing?
当然，就是他的身体必须经历四十昼夜的禁食，并且在沙漠地里面白天炎热， 夜晚寒霜的考验。
Of course, it is his physical conditioning to survive a 40-day fast and the testing under the desert conditions of a blast furnace by day and a deep freeze by the night.
然后我们知道，那最关键的考验并不只是身体上，更多的是灵性上的考验。
And yet we know the critical test is more of spiritual, not just physical.
对于他灵性生存的考验，耶稣有着一个极其重要的资源，那就是神的话。
For his spiritual test of survival, Jesus had one important resource, which is the Word of God.
要知道，耶稣一字不差地引用神的话去回答、去面对撒旦多次的试探，绝非偶然。
We must know that it is not a coincidence that Jesus answers Satan's tempting offers with only verbatim quotations from the Word of God.
这就是说，耶稣作为完全的人，他与我们在座的每一位一样，是与所有的人一样，他必须面对各样的试探。
Which means, as fully human, just like any one of us, Jesus was faced with many temptations.
然而，他却一个完全人的样式 ，perfect man， 一个完全人的样式，活出了对神极大的敬畏。以及对神话语的信靠。
And yet he lived out his great reverence towards God and his trust in his word as a perfect human.
因此我们要跟在这里，我要在这里跟大家说，所谓的敬畏神并不是仅仅在你华丽的祷告辞藻里面出现。
Hence I would like to stress here that the fear of God is not limited to your fanciful prayers.
不仅仅是当你来参加主日崇拜的时候，道貌岸然地坐在这里的时候的一个表达。
Neither is it merely a solemn expression when you come for worship.
所谓敬畏神，是每一个信靠主耶稣基督的基督徒身上日常生活的具体表现。
Fear of God is fused into the daily lives of every Christian who entrust themselves to the Lord Jesus.
我要再重复一遍，所谓敬畏神，是每一个信靠主耶稣的基督徒的身上日常生活的具体表现。
Allow me to repeat this. Fear of God is fused into the daily lives of every Christian who entrusts themselves to Lord Jesus.
现在让我们回到马可对耶稣受试探的记载。
Now let us come back to what Mark described about the temptation of Jesus.
第十二节，圣灵就把耶稣吹到旷野里去。
Verse 12, the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness.
我们说过，马可的记载对耶稣基督的记载是一种密集型的快节奏的记载。
As mentioned before, Mark's gospel is a dense and fast-paced style of recording Jesus' life.
马可没有像马太和路加那样从耶稣的家谱啊，然后他的出生啊，然后他的童年啊开始讲起。
Unlike Matthew and Luke, Mark did not begin with Jesus' genealogy, incarnation, and childhood.
直接从耶稣的开路先锋，预备他的路，以及耶稣在公众场合出现，接受约翰的洗礼开始写起。
But started off writing.With his forerunner, preparing his word and his baptism by John in public.
耶稣接受洗礼，实际上就等于是耶稣的加冕仪式，同时也是他公开传道的就职典礼。
The baptism of Jesus, it was constituted as his divine coronation ceremony and the inauguration of his public ministry.
那么接下来圣灵就，这里有一个字中文没有体现出来，圣灵就立即把耶稣吹到旷野去。
And following on, the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness, although the Chinese translation did not translate the word immediately.
虽然中文没有把这个立刻随即翻译出来，但英文却非常的清楚。
But the English translation is very clear.
你知道吗？这里出现了一个立刻、随即，实际上就是从第九节到第十三节这短短的五节的经文当中，第二次出现这个字眼。
This is the second time that this word immediately appeared from verses 9 to 12.
这短短的五节经文。
In these five verses, short verses from verses 9 to 12.
假如我们认真的翻阅新约圣经的四卷福音书的记载，我们就会看到耶稣受试探是紧接在他受洗之后所发生的事情。
If we were to read through the four New Testament Gospel books carefully,We will see that Jesus' temptation was a true event that followed his baptism immediately.
对此，麦克阿瑟牧师做出了如下的评论。
Dr. John MacArthur commented on this.
他说，在庄严的洗礼之后，我们看到了耶稣受到了圣灵的加冕以及父神的印证。
He said, immediately after the majesty of his baptism,We see his coronation by the Spirit and confirmation from the Father.
读者们可能会期望看到一个荣耀的庆祝啊，并且最后由天使组成的诗班高唱荣耀颂。
Readers might expect a glorious celebration complete with angelic choirs and resounding doxologies.
然而，根本没有时间让他们津津有味地去品尝耶稣洗礼的喜乐与荣耀。
But there is no time to relish the joy and glory of the baptism.
马可的记载甚至没有交代一个过渡的句子。
Mark's description did not even include a transition sentence.
反而只是在他们没有任何一分钟喘气的情况下被抛到了旷野的沙漠里。
Instead, they are flung into the desert with hardly a moment to catch their breath.
也就是说，按照马可的记载，在耶稣接受洗礼之后，他立刻的到了旷野去。
Which is to say, according to Mark's description, Jesus went into the wilderness immediately after his baptism.
但是有一件事情要请注意，并不是耶稣自己决定这么做的，而是圣灵把他吹到旷野里去。
But please take special note.That Jesus didn't just decide to go, rather that the Spirit drove him out into the wilderness.
换句话说，他是被驱使或者被驱赶到旷野去的。
Which means that he was being impelled or being cast out.
马太和路加在他们所写的福音书里面所记载的都是圣灵，耶稣被圣灵引导到旷野去。
Matthew and Luke described in their gospel books that Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness.
马可在这里用的另外一个字叫什么呢？被驱赶到旷野去。
But Mark used this word, which means being cast out.
这个字呢？Ekbola 这个字，原来马可所用的这个字在希腊文里面的意思与耶稣赶逐污鬼那个赶逐驱逐是同一个字。
This Greek word Ekbola which was used to describe Jesus casting out demons it is this same word casting out
也就是说耶稣到旷野接受撒旦的试探实际上是根据父神的安排而由圣灵来执行的一个计划
which is to say that Jesus being tempted by Satan was the divine appointment that is being scheduled by the Father and being implemented by the Spirit
那仿佛鸽子降在耶稣身上的圣灵现在把他催逼到旷野去
Now this same spirit that descended upon Jesus like a dove is now casting him into the wilderness.
感谢我们的主耶稣，他顺服了圣灵的带领，接受了父神在他生命当中，在他人生过程当中所安排的考验。
Thankfully, our Lord Jesus yields to the Spirit and embraces this test, which is planned by the Father.
神所差遣那位仆人君王道成肉身的人子现在从圣灵接受了一项重要的任务。
This servant king sent by the Father, who is also the incarnate Son of Man, now has a job to do as compelled by the Holy Spirit.
就是那位降卑自己，接受透过接受约翰洗礼的，来与世上这些失败的人认同的耶稣。
Who is this Jesus who humbled himself and identified himself with failed sinners in the world through John's baptism?
那位与世上堕落的罪人所认同与一同认同的耶稣，现在继续他的使命，遭受撒旦猛烈的攻击。
This Jesus who identified himself with failed sinners in the world shall continue in this same mission by his subjection to the onslaughts of Satan.
并且以他的得胜，向全世界，向凡是愿意将自己降服于他主权之下的跟随者。
And by his victory, in announcing to the entire world and every follower who is willing to surrender to his sovereignty,
宣告他是完全的人，他就是神所设立的救赎主。
To announce that he is a perfect man and he is the Savior whom God has established.
第十三节说他。 在旷野40天受撒旦的试探，并与野兽同在一处，却有天使来伺候他。
Verse 13, and he was in the wilderness 40 days, being tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild animals, and the angels were ministering to him.
新约圣经的三卷对观福音书里面，都提到了耶稣是在旷野接受撒旦试探的。
Jesus being tempted by Satan in the wilderness was mentioned in all three New Testament synoptic gospels.
什么叫旷野?
What is the wilderness?
你能想象的旷野什么样子吗?
Can you imagine how it is like?
为了帮助大家一个具体的认识，我觉得有必要跟大家讲解一下犹大旷野的概念。
To help everyone to have a detailed understanding, I will need to explain the concept of Judean wilderness.
在旧约圣经里面，犹大旷野被称为 Jeshmon。Jeshmon 这个字所表达的就是荒凉之地。In
the Old Testament, the wilderness of Judah is called Jeshmon, which means the devastation.
这个字眼实际上是对于介于耶路撒冷高原与死海之间。 这一片的地区，这个一片地区有多大呢？大概长56公里，宽24公里的狭长地带，一个恰如其分的描述。
It is an appropriate word for this dry strip between the Dead Sea and the hills near Jerusalem. And how big is this dry strip? It spans about 56 kilometers long and 24 kilometers wide.
这个被称为荒凉之地的地方，为什么呢？因为整片地区几乎是不毛之地。This
place is called the devastation because the entire area is practically barren.
仅仅有零星的几棵低矮的、长满荆棘、长满刺的荆棘树丛，或者偶尔你也可以看到个别坚硬的多肉植物。
Only a few short thorny bushes and occasional hardy succulent would catch
succulents
would catch your sight.
漫无边际的黄沙，风化的岩石不断的脱落，洒满遍地的碎石，都显明了这地的荒凉。
Boundless yellow sand, crumbling limestone, and scattered rocky debris demonstrated this barrenness.
耶稣就是在这片 害人的荒野当中接受试探。
And Jesus was being tempted in this wilderness.
尽管耶稣基督受到圣灵的催逼，到旷野去接受试探。
And although Jesus was being driven into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit to be tempted,
但是有一件事情我们要非常的清楚，那就是神从来不会试探人。
But we need to be clear on one thing, that is, God will never tempt anyone.
雅各书第一章十三节清楚地告诉我们，神不能被恶试探，他也不试探人。
James chapter 1 verse 13 tells us clearly that God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one.
在希腊文的原文里面，试探这个字常常是用中性的字眼出现。
In the original Greek, the word for tempted normally appears in a neutral form.
这个试探这个字呢，就是简单的加以测试，加以考验。
This word simply means to test.
测试与考验的本身是中性的。
The test in itself is neutral.
然而根据设计者和测试者的不同，这个测试和考验可能是良善的，也可能是邪恶的。
However, the testing can either be good or evil, depending on the intention of the one devising it.
真正跟随耶稣的基督徒在生活当中时常要受到环境的测试与考验。
Christians who are true followers of Jesus will face tests in one way or another.
那现在这个环境本身是中性。
Now the environment is neutral in itself.
哪怕是你碰到了车祸也好，生病也好，这件事情的本身是中性。
Be it accidents or sickness,This environment in itself is neutral.
那么现在看，这件事情的设计者与测试者是谁，决定了这件事情是好的还是坏的。
Now we need to see who is behind this test, and this will determine whether this test is good or evil.
假如出于神的意思，目的是为了使基督徒的生命成长，那么这种测试就是一种试炼。或者叫做考验。
If this testing is from God and the purpose being for the Christian growth, then this test will be a trial or test.
反过来，假如是出于撒旦的意思，目的是为了使基督徒犯罪，使基督徒对信仰产生怀疑，以至于远离神。
But if it is from Satan, then the purpose will be for the Christian to sin.To doubt their faith and to drift from God as a result.
那么这种测试就是一种试探。
Then this testing will be a temptation.
耶稣被催逼到犹大的旷野去，40天之久，接受考验。
Jesus was being driven into the Judean wilderness for 40 days to be tested.
因为这个情况下，那对他进行考验的是撒旦，因此呢，这个字原本是中性的 ，perazo 这个字就被翻译成试探。
But because Satan is the one doing the testing in this instant, then this neutral word perazo is rightly translated as tempt.
现在神安排他的儿子受到撒旦的试探。
Now God had arranged for his son to be tested by Satan.
按照他全能的安排与目的，是透过耶稣的得胜来显明他的能力与权柄胜过撒旦的计谋。
With the sole purpose of that through his victory, Jesus might demonstrate his power and authority over the devil's schemes.
要知道耶稣作为人受到试探，不是出于撒旦的安排。
We need to be clear that the temptation of Jesus did not happen by the will of Satan.
而是出于神，父神完全的主权 与旨意，透过圣灵的催逼，然后从另一个方面来证明耶稣确确实实是神的儿子。
But by the sovereign will of God the Father and driven by the Holy Spirit, this was another way to authenticate Jesus as the Son of God.
有个地方我不知道你注意到了没有。
I'm not sure if you have noticed this.
三本对观福音，就是马太、马可、路加，都清楚地记载了耶稣受试探。
That all three synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, all recorded Jesus being tempted.
但是我不知道你注意到没有，或许你注意到了，或许没有注意到了。圣经对那个恶者的称呼，有时候用撒旦，有时候用魔鬼。
But you may or may have noticed at times that the Bible describes the evil one as some, at times as Satan, and in the other times describing him as the devil.
马可福音说耶稣到旷野受撒旦的试探。
Mark describes Jesus being tempted in the wilderness by Satan.
马太和路加记载着耶稣到旷野受魔鬼的试探。
Matthew and Luke described Jesus being tempted by the devil.
魔鬼、撒旦，这两者有什么区别吗？
The devil and Satan. What's the difference between the two?
答案是有的。
Yes, there is a difference.
撒旦是什么意思啊？撒旦的意思是抵挡者、对抗者。
What does Satan mean? It means adversary,
opposed,
or the opposer.
Yeah, 他是与上帝对抗、对抗神一切工作的那个仇敌。
It is that enemy who runs up against God in his work.
假如你翻到马太福音第四章第十节，
If you turn to Matthew chapter 4 verse 10、
啊、你看看马太福音第四章第十节，
Take a look at Matthew chapter 4 verse 10。
耶稣说，撒旦退去吧，因为经上记着说，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。
Jesus said to him, Away from me, Satan,For it is written, Worship the Lord your God and serve him only.
中文版本的圣经呢，在这里加了一个注，这是英文圣经没有的、啊、中文这里有个小括弧，什么注？撒旦就是什么抵挡的意思，乃是魔鬼的别名。
But there's a side note in the Chinese translation which is not available in the English translation. And this side note saysSatan means adversary or opposer, which is another name for the devil.
魔鬼的意思是什么呢？魔鬼的意思是控告者的意思。
And devil means the accuser.
他时常在上帝的面前控告我们，控告我们所犯的罪。
And he often accuses us before God.
假如你翻到启示录第十二章。
If you turn to Revelation chapter 12,
启示录十二章第十节
Revelation chapter 12 verse 10,
启示录十二章的第十节下半部分最后那一句说，因为我们在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的已经被摔下去了。
In the second half of Revelation chapter 12 verse 10, it saysFor the accuser of our brothers has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God.
好了，你现在明白撒旦的意思是什么？抵挡神，与上帝对抗的。
Now we know that Satan means the accuser or opposer, the opposer or adversary, which is the one who opposes God.
那么魔鬼是什么意思呢？魔鬼是控告人，控告基督徒的那个控告者。
And the devil, it means that accuser who accuses us before God.
所以一个是抵挡者，是对着神的，控告 是对着我们的，是对着人的。
One is the opposer who opposes God from God's perspective, and the other is the accuser who accuses us from the human viewpoint.
现在我们要思考一个问题：为什么马可所用的是撒旦，而不像马太福音第四章、路加福音第四章所用的魔鬼呢？
Now we need to consider this question. Why did Mark use Satan rather than the devil, just like Matthew and Luke did?
因为马可已经做好了准备，将要在他的福音书里面传扬那位舍身做罪人赎价的义仆耶稣的伟大工作。
Because Mark is ready to getting ready to write about the mighty works of the sacrificial servant Jesus.
马可没有像其他福音书作者那样记载耶稣受试探的具体过程和内容。
Mark did not present the testing of Jesus in details as the other gospel writers did.
而是描述耶稣所受的这次试探，无非是耶稣所受的许多试探当中的一次主要的交锋而已。
Mark's purpose was to present this temptation of Jesus as one of the major clashes that were to come.
是许多试探当中其中的一次主要交锋而已。
It is one of the clashes, and it is a major clash
of many to come. 还有很多要来的。
And there were many to come.
Yeah, that's right. 马可只是简要的记载耶稣受到了试探。
Mark's account of this testing is brief.
这似乎在表明耶稣整个在地上传道的过程当中将会继续不断的遇到那恶者持续的抵挡。
And this seems to indicate that Jesus' entire ministry will be a continuous encounter with attacks from this opposer.
而不仅仅是在沙漠旷野当中的一次经历就算。
And it is not limited to this one-time experience in the desert.
然而耶稣的得胜不仅仅是撒旦每次的抵挡与试探的时候耶稣都得胜。
But Jesus' victory is not limited to being victorious over Satan's attacks and temptations along the way.
更重要的是耶稣在十字架上的受死并且第三天从死里复活最终完全的得胜。
But more importantly, his ultimate victory was at his death at the cross and his resurrection on the third day.
另外，马可福音的记载与其他的福音书记载还有些不同。
Because Mark's gospel is slightly different from the other gospel books.
马可特别提到了耶稣受试探的时候与野兽同在一处。
Mark specifically mentioned that when Jesus was being tempted,He was with the wild animals.
与野兽同在一处，不仅仅是让读者感受到耶稣身处旷野受试探的时候那惊险的场面。
And he was with the wild animals. This wasn't only to give the readers a sense of danger of the situation that Jesus was in when he was being tempted in the wilderness.
我们仍要记住，马可福音的主要对象是谁啊？是他的读者或者听众，罗马人。
We need to remember that the readers or the hearers that Mark was writing to were the Romans.
当马可福音正在写，马可在写作马可福音的时候，正是基督徒在罗马帝国大受逼迫的时候。
When Mark was writing this, penning down this gospel book, he did so in the time where Christians were greatly persecuted.
根据罗马有一位历史学家叫塔西佗，塔西佗的编年史在他第十五卷的第四十四页，他这样写道。
According to the Roman historian Tacitus, in his book the Annals, in chapter 15, page 44 of this book, he wrote,
他说尤其在尼禄皇帝执政罗马的期间，罗马的基督徒受到了极大 的逼迫。
He wrote that especially during the time of the Emperor Nero, Christians in Rome were greatly persecuted.
他说主后公元64年到68年这段期间，基督徒经常被披上野兽的皮，或者被猎狗撕碎，扔到一个斗兽场让猎狗去撕碎。
Between in the time between 64 AD to 68 AD, Christians were being covered with hides of wild beasts and torn to pieces by dogs in the gladiator arena.
所谓披上野兽的皮是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to be covered with hides of wild beasts?
披上野兽的皮就是把生剥下来的野兽的皮贴在人的皮肤上捆起来，一直到让它干掉。
It means that the hides of live wild beasts were being ripped off and being placed on the person's skin and being bound up until this hide dries off.
时间一长，野兽的皮就和人的皮肤长到了一块。
After a period of time, the hide of the wild beasts will be fused together with the human skin.
如果有人那个人想要把野兽的皮撕下来，除非他将自己的皮肤也一起撕下来。
And this person will not be able to remove the hide unless they rip their own skin off.
这样就等于说受到刑罚的人等于是永远没有办法将野兽的皮除下来。
Which means that this person who was undergoing such punishment will never ever be able to remove this hide.
换句话说，第一世纪的基督徒正是在撒旦的抵挡、野兽的残害与罗马的逼迫当中成长起来的。
In other words, the first century Christians grew in the midst of Satan's attacks, being killed by beasts and Roman persecution.
这个历史的记载正好与希伯来书十一章三十七节的记载相吻合。
This historical record matches what is being described in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 37.
希伯来书十一章三十七节说，当时有许多基督徒被石头打死，被锯死，受试探，被刀杀。后面他还加了一句说，披着绵羊、山羊的皮，各处奔跑。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 37.Said that many Christians back then were stoned, they were sawn into two, they were killed with the sword, and towards the end it says, they went about in skins of sheep and goats.
披着绵羊、山羊的皮各处奔跑，所指的就是这样的事情。
They went about in skins of sheep and goats, and this is what it's talking about.
现在马可特别向他的读者或者说听众提到了这件事情，说明了耶稣是经过这样的危险过来的。
Now Mark specifically mentioned this to his readers or hearers to emphasize the fact that Jesus had also experienced such danger.
我相信当时的罗马人，无论是听了这福音的或者是信靠了这个福音的基督徒，
I do believe that those Romans back then, be it those who heard the gospel of all, those Christians who entrust themselves to this gospel,
无不被基督的得胜所感动所激励。
There was none who was not moved or motivated by Christ's victory.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你要记得我们也是经常受试探的人。
Dear beloved, remember this. We too face temptations.
我们经常受到试探，因为我们的本性就是该受试探的那个。
Because we face temptations, because our nature has decided so.
因为我们都是亚当的后裔，因此我们的本性当中证明我们非常极其容易的受到了试探。
And because we are all in Adam.And therefore, it is proven by our nature that we are so easily tempted.
我们都受到偷窃的试探，因为我们本性就是偷窃者，即便我们没有去做具体偷窃的事情。
We are tempted by theft because we are thieves, even though we may not in fact steal.
我们都受到了谋杀的试探，因为我们本性就是谋杀者，即便我们没有具体的去杀人。
We are tempted to kill because we are murderers, even though we did not literally kill somebody.
我们说受到了淫乱的试探，因为我们本性就是淫乱者，即便我们没有去具体做淫乱的事情。
We are tempted to adultery because we are adulterers, even though we may not commit adultery.
我们都受到拜偶像的试探，因为我们的本性就是拜偶像者，即便我们没有具体向偶像下拜。
We are tempted to idolatry because we are idol worshippers, even though we may not bow down to an idol.
即便我们没有到偶像的庙里面去烧香。
Although we may not worship the idol in the temple.
就像雅各书第一章第十四节说的，但个人被试探乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。
But just as James said in James chapter 1 verse 14, but each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire.
但是我们没，不是没有盼望的人。
But we are not without hope.
因为耶稣已经经历了许多的试探，而且他已经得胜。
Because Jesus had experienced much temptation, and he is victorious over them.
他已经在各样的试探中得胜，并且透过十字架，透过他的复活，显明了他永远的得胜。
He rose victorious from various temptations, and by his cross and resurrection, he demonstrated his eternal victory.
耶稣基督降世为人，从人的苦难当中学会了顺从父神的旨意，也成了我们生命当中得救助的源头。
Jesus Christ in coming incarnate and obeying the Father's will in the midst of suffering, he became the source of our salvation.
希伯来书的作者受到圣灵的感动，在希伯来书第五章第八到第九节写下了如此的话语。
By the work of the Holy Spirit, the writer of the book of Hebrews wrote this in Hebrews chapter 5Verse 8 to 9.
希伯来书第五章第八到第九节说，他基督虽然为儿子，但还是因所受的苦难学老顺从。
Hebrews chapter 5 verses 8 to 9 says, although he, who is Christ, was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered.
他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
And being made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him.
他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
And being made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him.
假如你还没有真正的信靠耶稣，那么今天我请求你委身信靠这位生命的主宰。
If you are yet to trust in Jesus, and I implore you today to commit yourself to this Lord of life,
以至于能够得享生命的福气。
As such, you can receive His blessings in your life.
假如你说你已经投靠了这位得胜的生命之主，
But if you say that you have already entrusted yourself to this victorious Lord of life,
那么我鼓励你不断地投在这位主耶稣的怀抱里面。
Then I encourage you to continue to entrust yourself to this Lord.
透过他的话语，透过与他建立起亲密的关系。
Through his word and through this relationship with him.
对付罪，抵挡试探，走一条成圣的路。
Deal with sin and resist temptations while walking the path to sanctification.
基督徒的生命当中，考验是免不了的。
Testings are inevitable for Christians.
无论是神出于神的对我们的试炼，还是出于魔鬼对我们的试探。
Be it trials from God or temptations from the devil.
我们越是紧跟靠近耶稣，我们所受到的考验就越加猛烈。
The closer we follow the Lord, the more intense they will be.
有人曾经说过这么一句话，说撒旦不会在那些非基督徒的身上浪费他的弹药。
It was once said that Satan does not waste his gunpowder on non-Christians.
但是肯定会对那些顺服神赢得属灵战争的人们用大口径的枪炮来轰击他们。
But he opens his big guns on those who are obeying God and are winning territory in the spiritual warfare.
请注意，受到试探本身并不是罪。
Please remember this. It is not a sin to be tempted.
但是如果你顺从了试探的诱惑，那就变成了罪。
But the sin lies in yielding to temptation.
假如我们要依靠自己的能力去抵挡，抵挡试探，抵挡诱惑，那是根本不可能的。
It is impossible for us to resist in our own strength.
但是，假如我们懂得顺服并且依靠住在基督徒里面圣灵的大能，那才有可能去对付、去征服黑暗势力的能力。
The believer will only be able to subdue dark passions only when they obey and trust in the indwelling Holy Spirit.
雅各在他所写的书信当中教导基督徒如何去对付、如何去抵挡撒旦的诱惑。
James, in his epistle, teaches Christians how to resist the devil's temptations.
那个抵挡神的，你如何抵挡他呢？很简单，用他的办法来对付他，就是抵挡他的试探。
The one who opposes God, how do you oppose him? How do you deal with him? By using his same method, by opposing him.
Opposing his.Temptation.
By opposing his temptations.
Resist his temptation. Resist.
By resisting his temptations.
Okay. 雅各书第四章第七节告诉我们。
James chapter 4 verse 7 tells us.
雅各书第四章第七节。
James chapter 4 verse 7.
故此你们要顺服神，务要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。
James says,He says, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
这就是基督徒学校耶稣基督来对付试探的秘诀。
This is the secret to the Christian's way of imitating Christ in resisting the devil's temptations.
我们同祷告。
Let us pray together.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们今天再一次从马可的记载当中看见了你是如何抵挡得胜撒旦的试探。主，我们也看到了在你一生的传道事工当中，撒旦的试探从来就没有停过。今天我们作为基督徒生活在这个世上，我们照样也面对着许许多多的试探，可以说我们所遇到的试探每一天也都没有停过。主啊，但愿我们从你的身上，你如何得胜撒旦的试探，我们今天也用相同的办法，那就是用主的话来坚固我们的信，让你的话在我们的生命当中成为我们随时的依靠。同时我们也像雅各所教导我们的，我们一方面顺服我们的神，一方面我们极力的去抵挡魔鬼。如果我们顺服神，同时用神的话来抵挡魔鬼的话，那么魔鬼就必离开我们逃跑了。这就是你所赐给我们基督徒得胜的秘诀。求主你帮助我们，也恩待我们，让我们在这条基督徒的生命道路上常常的跟随你，常常的顺服你，常常用你的话语来为我们自己束腰，成为我们随时的帮助。听我们同心合意的祷告，奉告耶稣基督的名， 阿门。